Good afternoon, dear listeners. Welcome to Stories from the Source. This program is under the framework of the International Year of Source and is under the patronage of the AFL. I am Isai Bionyinyo and will be your host for the program this afternoon. The UN announced 2015 as the International Year for Source. This declaration was made at the International Soy Day, celebrated on the 5th of December 2014. Last year's celebrations highlighted the need to include soy issues in the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals to enlighten individuals, institutions, and governments about the importance of soy. Cameroon greatly depends on the soy to feed her young population. 20% of the land in Cameroon is arable, and the area used for agriculture employs 60% of the country's active population. Crops from the farms contribute up to 45% of Cameroon's gross domestic product. The West region is the smallest region of Cameroon, yet produce important amount of food crops that satisfy demands in the big urban markets of Douala, Yaoundé, and equally other markets in the Central African sub-region. Justin Mekam is a farmer in Bafoussam.
Je m'appelle Fokam, je suis dans le Congo village. Du effet du. J'ai une interactive avec
les
plantes
et les engrais minéraux.
Le sol a une très
importance pour moi. Because I take from the soil a lot of crops, even food crops like maize, cocoyam, and vegetables like green, pepper and leaf. The soil feeds me. The soil feeds the world. It really helps us for real. The soil helps me to pay for my children's education.
But the pressure exerted on soy is immense, and the UN officials fear in the next 60 years, the earth might suffer a total loss of the topsoil if soil degradation continues at current rate. Scientists estimate it takes 1,000 years for 3 centimeters of our topsoil to generate. Consequently, the science community advises farmers to be more careful with the way they deal with their soil. Healthy soils are highly critical for good use and food production. To improve on the productivity of soils and farms in Cameroon, most farmers tend to use fertilizers and other chemicals. The World Bank estimates Cameroon applied 10.1 kilometers of fertilizers per arable land between 2010 and 2014. We are bringing in Mr. Fidel Kinyi, Chief of Service in charge of quality control at the West Regional Delegation of the Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development in Cameroon, to discuss soil issues and the use of fertilizers.
Is it time to come to us to discuss about this issue of fertilizer? As you know, we are in the western region of Cameroon, which is a sort of breadbasket of Cameroon and also of the Central Africa. And I would also say that being a breadbasket, there is a limit, because the West region is also the smallest region in Cameroon, with the mission to feed Cameroon and Central Africa. Among the agricultural policy in Cameroon, one of the main acts is today to bring the support to farmer in form of either the financial support or input support. Within the Ministry of Agriculture, we have mainly two projects where government gives support to farmers in terms of fertilizer. The first program is what we call Program ICE, which is a program to improve corn production, while special fertilizer are given directly to farmers. We also have another project which deals with cocoa and coffee, where special fertilizer too are given to farmers as a support.
Yes.
When crops come to, let's say, to take food, it means that when you are using your land to cultivate years and year after, what you have means that you will empty that cover where you have nutrients. That is why normally after crop cultivation on a given piece of land, you should give back what you took by producing your crop. That is where that leather comes to place what the takeoff you deal with your crop. Normally, when you have a new piece of land that you let fallow, the crop, the soil will regenerate itself. And if you want to use the particular crop, you should know the requirement of that crop. And then bring in the form of fertilizer what are the requirements of the crop if you don't want to basically empty yourself. You know, when you take a particular, let's say, given crop,
yes,
the requirements are in terms of nitrogen, in terms of phosphorus, and then in terms of potassium. Those are what they call the macronutrients. Besides the macronutrients, you have some, let's say, micronutrients that are sort of manganese, zinc, and so on. Mm-hmm. But to be, let's say, to say things very simple, your crop will need a soil that have a good quantity of organic manure, because the organic manure that you bring through either chicken dung, or let's say organic manure, when you give the organic manure to the soil, that organic manure will help your soil to reconstitute wood or to improve the structure. That structure is very important because the structure of soil, for instance, let me say that if your soil does not have a good structure, all the fertilizer that you will bring in will not serve, because it is that structure that helps to hold fertilizer that you are bringing. It is that structure, let's say it's the manure that you are bringing to the soil that helps to, let's, to have some what we call microorganisms in the soil that helps to decompose fertilizer in such a way that it should be available for the plants. Means that for a good soil, if you want to have a piece of good soil suitable for your crop, the first thing to do is to make sure that you bring organic manure. After organic manure, you will then bring that mineral fertilizer. And the mineral fertilizer you are bringing to your soil should cope with the requirement of your plant. They should make soil, the soil analysis is required, because you should first know what is available in your cover. Because you have to wonder what is available in your soil.
In the meantime, scientists are looking for new means to make agriculture friendlier to soils and the ecosystem. As we celebrate the International Year of soils. Let us all remember the gift of nature and soils, the relevance that it deserves. We have come to the end of our program. We want to give special thanks to the FAO, the Association of Community Radio Broadcasters, Yenkasa, all our interviewees, our host radio, Root FM, and all those listening to us right now. This segment is part of an audio series related to the International Year of Science. It has been produced with the support of the World Association of Community Broadcasters in collaboration with the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, celebrating its 70th anniversary in 2015.